think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
Now, Senator J.D. Vance expected to become vice president of the United States in January on that presidential ticket, won and projected to win by all the major media outlets. Associated Press having called the race now for former President Trump, who would become then the 47th president of the United States. At 51 seats, with others still outstanding, we have the Republicans taking control of the U.S. Senate. The House, with every seat up for election in this cycle, still remains a bit uncertain this morning. Bringing in ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan for a look at all of it this morning. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Vince. Yeah, I think that was a big surprise, as much as a surprise as the White House was this big win in the Senate. There had been some thinking, or at least hope among the Democrats, that they would pick up a couple of seats here, but wasn't to be. We don't know yet what the margin is going to be. We'll know that when all the votes are counted. But the most expensive race in this entire Senate cycle was the one here in Texas, Vince, the one that pitted Colin Allred, the Democrat, challenging Ted Cruz, the Republican incumbent in the Senate, who was going for his third term and actually won it. $161 million was spent on that race, most of it by Colin Allred.
And just looking at that as well, they thought he would perform better as Ted Cruz getting, am I right on this, about 53% of the vote?
Yes, and that's better than he did against Beto O'Rourke 6 years ago. He defeated O'Rourke by something like 2.6%. This is a much wider margin. Allred, too, like O'Rourke, had some name recognition, having sat in the Congress for some time. It's kind of back to the drawing board here in Texas, where some Democrats were hoping that finally the state was turning purple. Of course, they've been saying that for 15, 20 years now, Vince.
Talking with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. He is live with us from Dallas, reporting on that Texas Senate result, but also the results in general. So Republicans will retake the U.S. Senate, and a number of seats still outstanding, Jim.
Yes,
we don't know what sort of margin they'll have in terms of governance.
It could be a 9-seat margin, in the Senate. It could go that deep. And so it's something that the Democrats will have to try again in the next midterm to overcome. But they've got, I think all across the country, even now, they're headed back to the drawing board to see what they can do here. First of all, try to figure out what happened, because you saw this kind of red wave. If you look at maps showing which way precincts individually went, then most of them turned at least slightly Republican. A few turned kind of Democratic, but most of them were turning red, led by Donald Trump and other Republicans up and down the ballot. So it's going to be a tough one for the Democrats to try to figure out. They're looking at right now on their heels, not only in the White House, but also now in the U.S. Senate.
The entire House is always up for vote every 2 years. I don't know if you're watching that race at all, Jim, and how that math is working out. Republicans, of course, had a slim majority in the House this last session.
Right. And there was some thinking that perhaps the Democrats would take the House, the Republicans would take the Senate. And now the White House has gone to the Republicans as well. It would be an interesting thing to see how much could get done if you have a split legislative body like that. We won't know that for some time. But, people were expecting, Vince, that there'd be a cliffhanger for the presidency last night, that we'd be waiting and waiting for something for Pennsylvania to report. Didn't happen that way. It was a fairly decisive victory for Donald Trump.
Great point, Jim, because we were talking here. Of course, Wisconsin was the one that ultimately was last or most recently to be called, that put former President Trump over the top for the electoral votes that he needed. But we were talking about days where we might not know Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania put this race on its head pretty quickly last night.
It did. Trump, not only Wisconsin, but Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. And, of course, now he still leads in other three swing states of Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. Trump didn't do any waiting, though. He stood on stage last night at Mar-a-Lago and claimed victory. It'll be formalized here in the next few hours, the next couple of days or so. But we're still waiting to formally declare the White House won for anybody.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan live with us from Dallas. Thanks for the time,
right.
Jim.
Take care.